Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. The R-Rated Podcast. This week's guest is...
Welcome back to the R-Rated Podcast. Today's new guest is Lo, aka Lovely Ocean. She's an artist and a rapper. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I want to know where you're from.
I am from Monrovia, California.
This is the San Gabriel Valley out by Pasadena.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, so what was that, like hot or?
Yeah, it can get pretty hot. It was pretty interesting growing up there. Mm-hmm. like, I like to say that it's like there's a clear divide in the city.
Yeah.
Of like people who have money and then like middle class.
Yes.
Everyone else.
Right. Everyone else. Yeah.
But other than that, it was pretty cool at times. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
Did you always know you wanted to be a rapper or an artist?
I always knew I wanted to be an artist because as a child, I did a lot of like daydreaming about me being on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there like an artist that like prompted that, or you're like, I kind of want to be like them, or was it just like, it's cool to be on stage?
You know, it was a little bit of both. I used to watch a lot of music videos.
MTV?
Yes. MTV, like 106 in Park.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I would just always like daydream, like, yes, I want to be on stage. Yeah. I want to do like a talent show. But I was always so shy, so I was like, that's never gonna happen.
Okay, so actually I was gonna ask you about that because I saw that you had mentioned that you were an introvert and you're an artist and you're a rapper. So it was like Lovely Ocean, you're like alter ego, or like, is she an introvert too? Or, you know?
I would say it's like a combination of both. I would say initially when I first started, definitely like more introverted because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
But
like in the direction of music or?
Yeah. And just like me just like doing whatever, like, I don't know.
Like, what's the, like, route to go, baby? Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I know. There's no, like, I don't think there's, like, a perfect route where, like, if you do this, you'll for sure be a music star.
Exactly.
Like, there's things, obviously, like, you know, you can go in this direction, but it's not guaranteed, which is always scary.
It is.
So you didn't do any talent shows?
Oh, no.
So when was, like, the first time you performed or, like, sang in front of the family or, like, you know, had that, like, moment of, like, I'm the star?
Oh, man. My first performance was back in, like, 2018.
Okay.
And it was at, oh, I can't remember, like, what it's called.
Yeah.
But it's, like, kind of like a flea market type of thing.
Yeah.
And I learned about it through a friend.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, come perform. So I did. And I was so nervous.
Oh my God. I would be so nervous too. I can't even imagine.
But like, it's so embarrassing because I was performing. I still had like my bag on.
you're just like, okay, I'm doing it.
And like, there was this table that was like in front of the stage. And so I stood like behind the table. And so I had the microphone.
Yeah.
But there was something wrong with the microphone because, like, every time I would walk around, it would, like, cut off. And so I was like, okay, if I just stand still, like,
right, then maybe it'll work. Cut off. Yeah.
And so I just stood.
How did it go?
I mean, it was definitely a learning experience.
I mean, you got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like other people would have, like, moved around a little more. So.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay, so after that, did you feel like, I want to do that again? Or did you feel a little, like, nervous? Like, is this my vibe? Like, you know?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I want to do that again. I don't know how it's going to be the next time. And so I was really hesitant. So I was, like, not applying for, like, you know, performances and stuff. Because I'm like, I don't know if I could muster up all that energy to, like...
So now... how do you feel when you step on stage?
I still feel nervous going into it, but nowhere near as nervous as I did before.
I think it's always kind of be there maybe, but like just not as bad, right? Yeah. The more you do it, the more you're gonna be like, okay, whatever. I'll just picture everyone as a potato or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so how did you get your inspiration to writing your first like song or album? Like how did that all come to be?
So I've always been a writer.
Oh, okay.
Of sorts.
Yeah.
But I never really took songwriting seriously until I decided to start making music.
Yeah. So in 2018, you started songwriting or like right before? Because you were already performing in 2018, right? So you must have already had songs.
Yeah, so it was like 2017. So like it was just like a year before. And it was funny because at the time I told my ex, like, yo, I wanna do music, because he was a rapper.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, well, if you're going to do it, like, you better do it for real. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, put your all into it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I took that personally, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. Like, all right. Yeah. Exactly. No, so, sometimes you need that push too, right? So you're like, all right, challenge accepted. And then you start writing a song, or do you go for a full album? Like, how does that work? from having no like songwriting experience, you know?
Yeah.
And also, how do you write a song? You know, I know you need a hook and a chorus, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, do you start with that? Like, does that come first? And then it like how do you do it?
There are different ways to come about formulating a song, and other people do it in their own way.
Okay.
For me, when I started out, I would just start writing something based off of a beat that I made in my head.
But I don't
know how to produce.
Okay.
So I would have to go and find a beat that kind of sounded like the
like
one
the
in
one
my
in
head.
Head. Okay.
And then, you know, I would tweak it so that it made the most sense.
Right.
In terms of like flow and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it can be a little complicated to write a song, because it's like, what do I write about?
And you want people to like relate to it, right? And it's like, what do you want to share? Because it's also being vulnerable.
Yes. Super.
So what is your, like, what do you like to like rap about?
Do
you sing too?
I don't.
Okay. So it's all rap, right?
Yeah.
Which is cool. I think it's really cool. And we need more female rappers. So it's awesome. What is your vibe?
I would say I have a pretty, like, a chill vibe.
Yeah.
I like to be very, like, lyrical, but not, like, trying to do too much in terms of, like, wordplay, but just be like, oh, that was clever.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I like to be clever.
I like that. That's cool. That's unique. Where do you write? Do you write, you know, does it just come to you and, like, you're driving or something, and then you're like, fuck, I gotta write this down, or I gotta record it? Like, how does it, like, come to be? And it's like, how long do you spend on one song? Does it take, like, I don't know, a week, a month, a year to make? Like, what's the duration?
So yeah, I can get inspired like almost anywhere.
Nice. That's
honestly
awesome. It's a good problem to have.
It is.
I get inspired anywhere that I am.
So I'll be driving, then something will pop into my head, and then I'll just keep like repeating it until like at least like put it on a note on my phone, like, okay. And then I'll just go back to it. But then sometimes I won't go back to it for like weeks or months.
Okay. So it's like little ideas or like little like lines. You're like, okay, I could maybe use this in a potential song. Okay. Your name's Lovely Ocean. That's your stage name.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the inspiration come from? Do you like the beach?
I mean, I do like the beach.
If you're like, no, I hate the beach, I hate sand, I would be like, what?
It is funny because I don't go too far into the ocean because...
Well, there's sharks.
Yeah, it's very scary and unpredictable.
Yeah, it's like as soon as the seaweed touches my toes, I'm like, no. I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
My Instagram name is Lovely Ocean Waters. And initially, it was my ex's Instagram name because he used like a random generator.
Oh, really?
And he would always like change his username. Mm. And it just happened to be that one day. And then he changed it again. And I was like, I actually really like that one.
Yeah.
And so I was like, hey, can I like use your old username? He was like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's basically how Lovely Ocean was born.
No way.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I kind of fuck with the name. I'm gonna make it my artist name.
Yeah.
Cool. Is it more like the flow of your like your music and your songs, like is it like more, you said it was like more chill, so is it like slower rap or is it a mix?
Yeah, it is kind of slower.
Mm-hmm.
I do try to mix it up a bit just because I don't want it to be like mundane or like boring.
No,
I try to,
just because it's slower doesn't mean it's gonna be boring.
Yeah, but I also try to like appeal to like more people who might like a faster type. But I don't go too fast because I can't.
I would not be able to come up with like a rap to save my life. So I'm like fascinated. Is it kind of like, right, like putting together a poem or like a, like Yeah, like, is that, like, the closest thing you can compare it to? I'm like, how would that work?
Yeah, basically. Because that's how I kind of started. Because when I was younger, I would write poetry. Mm. So then I transitioned to, like, songwriting. And I was like, oh, okay, this is
Do you... So, you know, now the female rappers, they... The ones that are like, okay, let's talk about, like, let's say, like, Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. They all talk about, you know, very vulgar, like, very, like, in your face. But it sells. It's fun. People love it, you know? What do you think about that kind of stuff? Like, do you think, like, it's cool, or do you, like, want to see more, like, more story, like, more, like, lyrics that mean stuff, I guess, you know, versus just, like, I'm twerking, like, shaking my ass.
You know,
Those are fun, though. I love twerking to those, by the way.
It's like cool for what they do because they like to do it.
Right.
And so I respect it.
Right. It's like their thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, like, that's cool. Me personally, I wouldn't, just because I don't like to twerk, because I don't know how. Yeah. And so I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm fucking twerking. It. And I don't even.
You're like, twerk, twerk, twerk. And you're like, but I don't twerk.
But I don't do it. But I think it would be cool to see more, you know, female rappers who do rap about other subjects kind of also, like, that high up in terms of, like, popularity and stuff.
I agree with you. I actually saw something kind of funny on TikTok, and it was like, female singing, like, back in the day, and it was, like, I don't know, like, the 80s, right? It was, like, just, like, very, like, you know, vibrant, peaceful, and then it was, like, in the 90s, and then it's, like, now, and it's, like, my booty hole brown. Literally, have you heard that song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I just started cracking up, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's so true. Like,
and it's, like, the way that they were, like, vulgar back then, it was, like, pretty hidden. It was more clever.
It is. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, like, dancing by myself.
Yeah. Like, now when I think back to some of the pop songs, like, that I used to listen to, and I'm like, oh, that's what she meant. Like, I didn't know the meaning because I was a kid. And I'm like, oh, I had a hidden meaning. But now it's, like, straight up, like, pussy.
Yeah.
Like, what? Exactly. Like, that's literally what it is. I'm like, every time you go on the radio, it's, like, half the song is beeped out because you can't even hear the lyric because it's all bad. For it's real. All bad words.
Or the radio ed is just, like, terrible.
So funny.
It's like, what is
that? Oh, my God. They're so funny. Back to when you're writing. I just want to know, like, how deep do you get with your writing? Like, do you take, like, your personal experiences, like, let's just say breakups or, like, things that have happened to you, like, are you rapping about that, or is it more about things that you've seen, you know, or, like, maybe, like, a friend's story? Like, where are you pulling your inspiration from?
Yeah, inspiration definitely comes from real life experiences.
Yeah.
So I talk a lot about, like, mental health, you know.
Ooh,
my own,
I like that.
My own mental health.
Yeah.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Life, death.
Wow.
Whatever I can draw from.
That's really cool. Do you ever, like, feel, not like feel, but do you ever, like, question, like, oh my God, like, should I put this in the song? Or it's like, is this, you know, like, is it too much? Is it not? I don't know. Like, because I feel like I would be like, do I want this out there? Like, once it's out there, it's out there. But, like, it's also like you want to have people connect with you and be vulnerable. So it's like you do want to put it out there, but it's scary putting yourself out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, so I have an album coming out.
Oh, okay. Oh, when is it coming?
I said September. It's looking more like October.
October. Okay. Stay tuned.
And there is a song on there that is about my divorce.
And you were married?
I was married.
Wait, you look like you're like 21.
29.
Okay, but still hella young. Okay.
But yeah. I was married for, like, 3 years. Mm-hmm. Divorce was finalized in, like, April.
Yeah.
And I had been working on the song, like, since before then.
Yeah.
And I was hesitant to be, like, do I really want to go through with this song? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot. I know if he hears it, he's going to text me, like,
wow. I know it's about me or something.
Yeah. It's like, of course it is.
Yeah.
Like, man, what are you?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. Because people can relate to breakups. And, like, honestly, divorce, like, nobody wants to, like, really, it's, like, you know, a touchy subject for people. We don't want to, like, talk about it. But hearing it in a song or somehow, like, it being brought up, it's like, oh, wow, that's different. Like, you know, people do sing about breakups, but, like, I actually haven't heard that many, like, divorce raps. So that's cool. That's already pretty, that's very unique.
Thank you.
But also, like, you know, you're putting yourself out there, you're being vulnerable, and I feel like that's what people can really connect to at the end of the day. So that's really awesome. Where do you see this like going? Like, how far do you want to take it?
I'm gonna take it as far as it can go.
Yeah.
I feel like this year especially, mm-hmm. I've gotten a lot more opportunities than I ever have before.
Tell me about them. What kind of opportunities? What were you doing?
Just like different performances, mm-hmm. and then getting performances based off of mm-hmm. like those, and mm-hmm. just like networking with different people and artists. Nice.
Do you collab with artists too, or other rappers too? Is that like?
Sometimes it can be like a lot more complicated just because of
how does it go now?
Scheduling and whatnot. Like, I am always down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm ready. But a lot of people always have like more stuff going on, and they're like, oh, like, I'll give it to you, you know, this weekend.
But it's like, if you want to make something happen, you got to go for it, you know? So, yeah. Yeah. And I get not wanting to wait on other people too. It's like, well, I'm not gonna wait forever.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Exactly.
Where do you record?
I record at my house.
Nice. So you have like a little setup going. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Yep. So for like someone starting out, or like, how do you set everything up? Like, what's like the basic package, I guess, that you would need to start recording?
That's funny, because when I started, I bought this package on eBay, mm-hmm. and it came with a microphone, headphones,
nice.
Interface, things like a mic stand, pop filter.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, this is a good place to start. Yeah. So in my living room, there was like a coat closet.
Nice.
And perfect. I converted it into,
into a little booth. Oh, I love that. I love that. Do you want to be signed to a label? Is that like the goal? Or do you prefer being an independent rapper? Like, how is that? Because like, you know, in like the film industry, people are like, I want to work for the studios, or they want to be independent. So I'm like, is it kind of like the same, or do you, how does that work?
That's complicated because I like having control mm-hmm. over what I put out.
Yeah. And do you not like, because I don't know much about like if you are signed to a label, like do they kind of control everything?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
Is that the main goal? Is that, maybe it was before, but I'm like, is it still now for artists that are, you know, up and coming?
Yeah. There's like a lot more options now.
Oh really? Like what?
I know a lot of artists who will like distribute their own songs through like, oh gosh, what's it called, like United Masters and DistroKid, things like that.
Okay.
So then they can like control when it's released, mm-hmm. and then they can also like register it on like BMI or ASCAP themselves, and you know, divvy up the splits like with the producers and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But if I could get like some sort of, I don't know, distribution deal or marketing plan, that'd be cool. But I don't know if I could sign like a record deal. I would definitely have to have like my own lawyer look over the paperwork, and not like one of theirs, because I'd be like, oh, like,
yeah, you're there's good. So much legal stuff that have to go into it too. Mm-hmm. Who's your audience? Like, who do you feel like you're singing or rapping to?
You know, in my head, I feel like I'm rapping to the ladies.
Okay,
like,
cool. You know, I love that.
Like, girl, this is awesome.
Yeah,
we're being chill. Forget about, you know, these dudes,
all these dudes
and stuff. But when I am actually like out there performing, my audience is men.
You're like, not a woman in sight. I'm just kidding.
Sometimes like I'll go to a show and like I performed at an open mic like, I want to say a month ago.
Were you nervous?
I was a little bit. Okay. And so like the performers were like lining up before it started. So I get there, I'm probably like sixth in line, so I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's like nothing but dudes in line, and I was like,
"Wait, did that make you nervous, or were you like, fuck yeah, like let's own it, let's do it?"
A little bit of both, because I'm like, "Where the ladies at?" Like, like at least one, but there was like a couple. They came later.
It was boys' night out, I guess.
But it always is. Yeah. But the thing is, like, they really fuck with me, and so I'm like, "I'm sure, okay,
well, yeah." I'm like, hey, if they're supporting, I'm all for it. Like,
for real.
Who cares who the people listening, as long as they fuck with you and they're real supporters, right?
Exactly.
When you're on stage, like, I've never obviously performed on stage, never how loud is it up there? And can you hear, like, can you hear yourself singing? Are you wearing an earpiece? Like,
yeah, so I don't have an earpiece. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just hope that that the setup is, like, set up well enough to where, like, you speak into the mic, you can hear your voice somewhat. But right. there's sometimes where, like, you'll speak, they'll have the music on too loud, and I'm like, I can't
hear myself.
Hear anything.
Right. What do you do in that situation? Like, do you tell them to lower it, or do you just adapt and, like, go for it?
Sometimes I just adapt.
Yeah.
Because, like, I won't know until, like, it actually starts, like, oh, this is actually, like, much lower than. Mm. So then I just keep going, and then I just try to, like, speak louder yeah. into a low mic.
When you perform at these places, have, like, do you sign up and they, like, get, like, how does it work? You know, like, how can you just start performing at a place? Like, how do you do that?
Basically, yeah, you sign up. Mm-hmm. A lot of what I have discovered has come from, like, Instagram or other
Shout
people.
Out social media. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I, like, see a post and I was like, oh, we're having an event. We're looking for artists, like, DM us, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, you know,
oh, cool.
I give them my whole little spiel mm-hmm. and send them links to my music.
Yeah.
And then hope that they get back to me.
Nice. And how long do you, like, perform? And how many songs do you usually go for?
I perform, like, a set, whether it's just, like, one song, mm-hmm. up to, like, 15 minutes.
Nice. Oh, my God. That's, I feel like 15 minutes feels long on stage. You know, like, I remember I did, like, a play, like, back in, you know, middle school, and I was like, this is the longest, like, 5 minutes of my life. What's, like, your go, like, your little routine after?
It honestly depends on, like, how I'm feeling, like, mm-hmm. right after that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get off stage, and, like, usually Jasmine is there, like, at nice, a show, so nice. I'll go and be like, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I, like, drinking water, and then yeah. people will, like, come up to me and be like, hey, like you were great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they'll be, like, you know, typing your Instagram and all
nice,
that stuff. And
nice.
They'll, like, tell me about stuff. Like, oh, we should collab. But I'm like, I'm always down.
Exactly.
Just hit me up.
Yeah. What would you say is the hardest part about being a rapper?
The hardest.
Yeah.
I would say just trying to navigate this whole system mm-hmm. without a team,
mm-hmm.
with limited funds.
Yes. So how are you supporting your rap career? Because, I mean, speaking from my experience, like, you know, I'm trying to be a full-time film director. It's really hard for me to pay my bills that way. I have to get side jobs. I have to do other stuff. Are you also working other stuff? Like, are you basically doing other side jobs to fund your music career?
Yeah, I work full time, and so
oh, wow.
the money that isn't spent on bills and things mm-hmm. can sometimes be used towards music.
Yeah. So what is your full time job?
I work as a clinical case manager with homeless people.
And how long have you been doing that?
So I've been at this current job mm-hmm. for about 10 months.
Okay.
But I got my first position in the field back in 2018.
What does your day-to-day look like when you work there?
So I work in the outreach department. Okay. So we spend the morning literally, like, going out into the community and outreaching to people who are on the street.
Yeah.
So we offer them like resources if
yeah.
we have
yeah.
water, hygiene products and things
wow.
like that.
Yeah.
I work in Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a definite, like, flow that happens based on the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. when I started, it was like fall going into winter.
Yeah.
So it was a little slow because
yeah.
not a lot of people are, like, at the beach
right.
and things like that.
Right.
But during the summer.
Really? So the summer was busy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was busy.
How do you have time to, you know, work on your music when you're working full time?
Yeah,
good question.
I honestly have to, like, tell myself, like, okay, I know you got off work, you're tired, you don't want to do this, but you also have to finish
yeah.
a song that you've been trying to finish for, like, weeks.
Right.
So I just have to, like, carve out the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll take the weekend to just, you
yeah.
know, get shit going.
So you work there Monday through Friday, but the weekends you have off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, weekends are kind of like when you focus
yeah.
on your music.
You'll make time.
Exactly. Do you tend to give yourself deadlines to make it happen, or you're just like, okay, I have this weekend, I'm just gonna work as much as I can and then see where I'm at next weekend.
I tried to give myself deadlines, but then I was like, there are only certain situations where I can work well under pressure.
Yeah.
And making music isn't one of those situations. Mm-hmm. So I just have to give myself enough time.
Yeah.
In general. Yeah. So I'm like, but it'll get done when it gets done.
So how do you work? Like, do you work with one specific sound engineer or producer, or do you kind of just work with whoever wants to collab, or, you know, and how, like, do you have to pay for the beats, or like, do you end up trying to like create your own beats so you save money there? Like, how does that work?
So
you're like, let me tell you.
Yeah. I do work with like different producers that I've met on social media.
Okay.
Because they'll send me stuff like, I think you'll sound good on this.
Nice. And, oh, that's kind of fun.
It is. Cause then I'll go through a whole file.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
Do you agree, or you're like, nah? You know, is it like both, like hit or miss? Like sometimes like, I can, and then sometimes like, no.
Yeah, sometimes I'll be like, you just wanted to send me stuff. Like,
yeah.
This ain't my vibe at all. but I do appreciate like the gesture of just like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll do that sometimes. Sometimes I'll just go on YouTube and then like find a beat. I'll lease it because what my intention is.
I want to hear the intention.
Is that someday when I get big, I will have enough funds to then like contact the producer and then work something out in terms of, you know, like, you know, the rights and exclusivity.
Yeah.
And shit like that.
Yeah. Shit like that.
So I'm like, I'll leave that for the future. But right now, I'll lease it for like $30.
That makes sense. When you're on stage, what are you planning on like wearing? Does that like, does your alter ego, like, does Lovely Ocean have a certain attire? Like, or is it just like what you want to wear? Like, how do you go about that?
I have tried to develop some sort of wardrobe style.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just kind of wear what I want.
Yeah,
like, I've worn these overalls a few times to perform. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
I've worn, like, bucket hats because I'm like, I think I'm in my bucket hat era right
now. Oh, I like it. Okay.
Like, I've worn, like, wigs.
Yeah.
Wigs with a bucket hat.
Oh, cool. Just, that's fun.
You know, I don't wear the wig on its own. Yeah. But I also want to start, like, actually maybe buying a couple of outfits. So like, okay.
What are you thinking?
That's the thing. I'm like, not really sure. I'm just thinking maybe like some cute like cargo pants and maybe like a oversized t-shirt and like a decent pair of shoes.
Cool.
That's what I'm thinking. Cause I see other people, I'm like, oh, that's like really cute. I think I can rock that.
And do you ever think you'd have like background dancers, or like, would you ever even want that? You know, like, how big of a stage performance would you want?
That's hilarious because
that's hilarious.
Like, I don't even know what they'd be doing, just like swaying back and forth. Like,
or they're like, I don't know, you know, how, like, just do like one note, like harmonize in the back, like background singers. I don't know.
I could see myself maybe having like some background singers just to like elevate the, you know, the rhythm and melody of the tune.
Okay, so we'll see. Maybe there'll be dancers, maybe not.
You know, you never know.
You never know.
I had like this little, what I call like a little summer tour, just because I had like, I want to say like 6 shows this summer. Like,
that's a lot of shows.
Like, yeah. And so I made like this little graphic being like, oh, here are all the dates that I'm performing.
Oh, nice.
And it was like at different places. I went to Fresno. I went to San Diego.
Okay, so you're already basically doing what I said. Yeah, so you are. Okay.
So, you know, I was out there.
Nice. Oh my God, how fun.
Yeah.
What about music videos? Do you see yourself, or do you have a music video for some of your songs already? Or do you want to make one?
Oh, yeah, I've got a few.
What was that laugh?
Just because, I don't know, I can just be so awkward just in real life. And so then when I'm in front of the camera, I'm like, oh, gosh, I feel like I should be doing other things. But here I am being awkward.
I think you're actually pretty funny. Like, I feel like you think you're awkward, and that's why it's funny, because I'm like, you're not awkward.
Okay. Yeah, so I have a few videos. My most recent one, I put it out the end of like 2021. Uh-huh. It's called Captain Ocean. Mm-hmm. And it is Star Trek themed.
Ooh, okay.
So like the director and his team like built the set. And so it looks like the bridge on the original series of Star Trek.
Oh, that's fun.
And I made everyone their like uniform shirts.
Yeah.
And they're like tie-dye.
Nice. Fun. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it was really cool to do.
Where could we find the video to watch?
It's on YouTube.
Perfect.
Yeah, you just type in Lovely Ocean, Captain Ocean, mm-hmm. and it'll pop up.
And it'll pop up. Oh, I love it. Did you come up with the idea yourself, or did you work with like a director? How did you think of it?
So, yeah, I thought of the song because it was like, okay, like, I'm a Star Trek captain who just kind of does whatever she wants. Yeah. And I was like, this would be a cool video.
Yeah.
So at the time, I had a manager, and I told them, like, yo.
So you don't have a manager anymore?
No.
What happened? Like, if you can say, I mean,
we just...
You went your separate ways?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to a point where I was, like, spending money, but not getting too much in return.
In return, yeah. So no, you gotta cut ties. Trust your intuition, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, it's funny you mentioned... Well, like, I was actually gonna get to that. Like, do you have a manager? Is it common? Like, do you need one? Like, because I feel like a lot of artists, you know, they either have agents or managers, and like, I don't have one. So I was like, I literally was asking Nate about it. I was like, do I need one? Like, do they need one?
Yeah. And I think that's what a lot of artists think, like, oh, I need a manager. I need someone to do this. But honestly, like, since I've been like completely on my own, that's when I've been like booking the most shows and just like everything.
Why do you think that is? Like, do you think that you're just like putting yourself out there more and like reaching out, and like maybe the manager wasn't, or just right, I guess, good timing? I don't know. Like, what do you think?
That, and also because they weren't really tapped into the rap and hip hop community.
Okay.
And so there would be times where I'd be like sending them things like, oh, you should contact this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whatnot.
Right. But you shouldn't have to tell your manager to contact and reach out to people. Like, that's literally their job to do for you. So it's like, I get why you wouldn't think you would need one. And it's not cheap to have a manager either. And you're also... Is it like a set rate, or you have to give them like 10% or something?
So for them, it was like a set rate. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, well, how many hours do you want me to put in per week? And I'd be like, I don't know, this many. And so then they would send me like an invoice at the end of the week.
But it's like, if I'm not seeing like, you know, potential clients work that I could do, it's like, what's the point?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it got to that point, and I was like, I'm not gonna do this anymore.
Yeah. How was that for you? Like, basically it was a breakup, you know, an industry breakup. Like, how was that for you? Was that tough? Did it end okay?
It ended okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I sent an email just saying, you know, thank you so much, like, because we worked together for like a few years.
Yeah. I was like, that makes it harder too.
Yeah.
Right?
So I was like, you know, thank you for the opportunities and that you've like introduced me to, and just how to like navigate the music industry better. Yeah. But I feel like I'm moving in a different direction.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And they were like, oh, okay. So they took it pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, you got to cut ties if you don't see it benefiting, especially if you're paying. It's different if you weren't like paying or something, but it's like, no, it has to benefit both parties.
Exactly.
What about just the music industry in general? Oops. Was there, like, has there been anything that you've experienced that you really, you're just like, oh, shit, like, I didn't see that coming, or, like, something that maybe we wouldn't expect, you know?
I would say the amount of, like, shows and things that are, like, oh, you have to pay us to perform. And then it's like, okay, well, do artists get like a cut?
Yeah, a discount or something, or like a percentage? Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Really?
Yes.
So how does an artist make their money? You know, like a rap, like how can you earn some money? Like, do you have to do free shows in the beginning or invest that money into the show? Like, you know, like, is that common?
That's a good question. Rappers, how are you making money in this industry?
We want to know.
Yeah, because a lot of the shows I do are for free. Mm-hmm. I only started getting like paid for shows this year.
Okay.
Like couple months ago.
Hey, but that's, you're already in the right direction. That's awesome.
Yeah, because I'm like, shit, I wasn't getting nothing at first.
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, yeah, that's why a lot of people have like these side hustles and everything else, because it's like,
how do you support, right? It's expensive to live here and to pay rent and everything.
Especially if you're like not signed and, you know, you are getting like label money to back you or, you know, fall back on.
Do you feel like you're getting, missing out on gigs possibly because of like stupid following stuff? Because like for me personally, like sometimes I'll like apply to things and they're like, how many followers do you have? And I'm like, what? Like, what about like what I can bring to the table, you know, like the, my work ethic or this or that? It's just like, it stresses me out, because I'm like, is this going to be the future? Like, everyone just bases it off like your followers and not really like your work, you know? Have you ever been in situations like that?
I have. Like, I've applied to things and it'll have like a drop down, like, what is your following? And it'll start at like 5K. And I'm like, yeah. I'm going to need you to go lower than that,
I'm
going
to need you to drop the book.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck. But I'll still apply, because...
Yeah, fuck it, right?
It's like, 5K.
Yeah. Literally. 4,999.5.
Exactly. I'm in there. So I'm like, fuck it. But it doesn't stop me. It may like turn me off a little bit, but I'm still trying.
Because it's kind of like, okay, you're not working with me for the right intentions either. It's like,
how many people can you bring?
Yeah.
Tickets can you sell?
Yeah.
Money for us.
Yes.
Not for you.
Us. Yes, exactly. I saw that you had mentioned the little questionnaire that in the industry, sometimes it's hard to, you know, trust people that you work with and stuff. Was there ever a situation where you had a question someone's loyalty? Right now. I'm just kidding.
No. It happened a lot just in the beginning, just trying to be like, what do I do for real? Like, who do I talk to and whatnot? And so you're just like looking on the internet and people are like, oh, like I can help you like grow your following and, you know, streams and stuff. Yeah. And you're like, wow, like how does that work?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all just fake. It's all fake.
I've actually gotten messages too like that for the podcast. They're like, let me help you grow your like podcast, like, well, and I'm just like, I don't believe it. Like, why would someone reach out to me? Like, it just doesn't seem realistic. Like, nobody's gonna knock on my door and be like, I got $1 million deal for you, you
exactly.
know, like, come on, really. Like,
And yeah, and so there was one time, this was like when I first started, and I put a song out on like SoundCloud, and someone was like, oh, like I can help you like with your song and you know, show it to like my other followers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And they're like, it's gonna be $5. And I was like, oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And so I give them $5.
Yeah.
So like the
Oh my god, what?
The next day,
yeah,
my song had like so many streams.
Really?
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
It went from like 15
yeah.
to like 2,000.
Okay.
And I was like,
okay.
I was like, this seems weird.
This seems weird.
And so, like, every day it would just kind of, like, go up a little bit, up a little bit. Yeah. Then all of a sudden it was just, like,
it went back.
It dipped significantly. And so I was like, huh? That wasn't real.
Oh. But see, it's like, it's better to grow organically than, it's like, you're just lying to yourself, right, at that point. It's like, who cares? Like, it might take longer than you would like, but at least you know, like, the people that are actually listening, they're actually here to listen to me and what I have to say. Are you active on TikTok?
I am. I am active on the TikTok.
The TikTok. So you're making TikToks. Do you feel like getting engagement is easier on TikTok than Instagram?
Ugh. The way things are going on my TikTok, I don't think so.
Okay.
I actually recently did a little experiment because I'm like, my views are only stopping at like 260.
Okay.
Like for each video. And I'm like, something ain't right.
Yeah.
And so I made another account and posted some videos that I'd already posted and they like went up to like 500, 800. So I'm like,
It's like, how does this work?
Part of me is just like a little bit more weary about, I guess, engaging with like some folks on TikTok just because the videos tend to go a lot like further and more broad than like my Instagram.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know. But I have like you know, engaged with some people.
Yeah.
Some people have tried to, like, send me some stuff.
Hopefully music and
all. Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've gotten some material.
What song was the hardest to write for you or perform?
Oh, gosh. I have this song, and it's called 2011. Mm-hmm. And it's from my first mixtape. Okay. So it is on SoundCloud.
Okay. So you're on Spotify and SoundCloud.
Yeah. The old stuff is on SoundCloud. Got it. I would approach with caution.
Just because. When did you drop the SoundCloud stuff versus the Spotify stuff? Like what year?
I would say, yeah, SoundCloud stuff was like 2018. Okay. So I like churned out like songs. I was just like going crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2011 was the most difficult song that I've like ever written. Mm-hmm. I've only performed it maybe like once or twice because
it's, does it make you emotional?
It does, because it's basically me talking about that year, because that was the year that my mom died.
Oh my god.
And so it's just like
I know a tale. Yeah.
And stuff.
Wow.
So
and do you rap about what happened or
basically just
losing her that year?
Yeah, it's like it goes from like me being in school to like that summer and just the family dynamics changing.
Yeah.
Me still trying to like focus on like being a student, but also worried about what's going on at home. And then what's going on with her.
Yeah.
And then going back to school for a new school year and her like dying a few weeks after the school year starts. Sorry. And so it's just like,
That's so much to deal with too.
Yeah.
And like seeing your family dynamic change, like I can't even imagine.
So it was like the summer before my senior year.
Okay.
And so I was already like, mind you, they had told us that she was sick like in May, and I was like about to take my AP test.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the worst time for you guys to have told me this, because I'm already trying to like study and stuff, and now they told me this, and I'm like, bro, like you're kidding me. And so like that whole summer was just like weird, because I was like in summer school for things and then doing summer assignments, but then also going to the hospital often just because she would be there
and have like her,
appointments and stuff. So it was just like very, I don't know, it almost didn't seem like real at times.
Yeah.
Like
when you're like, is this real life? Like you're just kind of like doing the motion, but you're like, is this real?
Exactly. Yeah. And at the time, I hadn't really, like, told any of my friends, like, what was going on. Because it was the summer. We didn't really see each other like that. We didn't really hang out because, you know, we didn't have anything going on. And so I couldn't really, like, confide in them like I would have if it was during the school year.
Yeah.
And so then by the time the school year started, she was already, like, back home. But she was on, like, hospice care.
Yeah.
And I would go to school, and I would just be like, oh my gosh.
I wouldn't even want to be there.
Exactly. I didn't, because I'm like, I don't want to fucking be here. Like, everybody's all excited because it's senior year.
Right.
It's supposed to be like the best year. And I'm over here just like, fuck, like, what if I'm in class and she dies and I'm like, not even.
I can't even. Yeah. That's a lot to deal with at that age, too. Yeah. Like, and it's like so many things are going on, too. You're about to graduate. You're about to start the next chapter of your life. You know, you're an adult, like you're becoming an adult if you're not already 18 in senior year. I was 18 in senior year. So that's like a crazy, crazy thing to go through, all these different things, and then have this like big traumatic news happen. Mm. Did you feel like that changed you as a person too? Like,
oh yeah, it changed like the whole trajectory of everything I kind of imagined.
Really? What you were gonna do.
Exactly.
Did you have a different game plan before?
Kind of, because I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to college. I might do maybe like some sort of like graphic design or maybe some sort of tech related thing.
Tech? Okay.
That's what I was thinking at first. But I was like, I don't know, like that math though.
Yeah.
I know it's I know it's gonna take me out.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like always thinking. But then, like, after she died, everything was just like, oh my gosh, does any of this shit, like, even matter, like, yeah. realistically?
Yeah.
I started going to therapy, like...
Shout out therapy. I love therapy.
Shout out therapy. Yeah. I started going, like, 4 days after she died. Like, my sister put me in therapy, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Because she told my dad, she was like, she needs to go, like,
yeah.
right now.
How old is she? Is she older?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's, like, a 16-year age gap.
Oh, I actually have a... So, my mom got remarried, and I have a 16-year age gap with my sibling, and I feel like I never hear that. So, when you said it, I was like, what? I'm not the only one. Is that kind of where the inspiration came from for, like, rapping about mental health?
Yeah. Because
you're going to therapy, and you're, like, unpacking, like, traumatic things that happen, and... Like, was this, like, it was great, like, writing your raps, like, a new form of, like, release and therapy for you?
It definitely was. And I, like, once I started going to therapy, I, like, hyper-focused on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, when I go to college, I'm going to major in psychology and I'm going to become a therapist.
Oh, I see.
Which is kind of why I'm, like, in the field now.
Wait, you are? Plot twist. Wait, what? Okay, tell me more.
Yeah, so and yeah, I did. So I ended up going to college and majoring in psychology.
Nice.
And
oh, then shit, that's badass.
Going to grad school so that I could be a therapist.
I like how you left all that out in the beginning. I was like, so what else do you do? And you're just like, yeah.
That's because I've been having such a change of heart, because mm-hmm. I'm like, it takes a lot to be a therapist, yeah. just because... Because
you're hearing everyone's, you know, heavy stories, too. Yeah. And it's like, isn't it hard not to, like, take that home with you?
It is.
Don't therapists need to go to therapy, too? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the requirements in grad school. Like, you had to be actively seeing a therapist while you were enrolled.
And how was that? Like, do you like talking to people about your feelings? I feel like you don't struggle with it if you're rapping about it, right? Like, nah. Like you don't feel like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because some people are like, I can't talk about my feelings. Yeah.
Like, by that time, I had already been in therapy for years. So I was like, ah, this is nothing.
Do you see yourself being a rapper therapist?
Ugh.
Or do you eventually want it to just be rapper full time? Or do you like doing, you know, all three things? Like, you know.
I would love to just be the rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to finish up my therapy hours right now because I'm not that far from the finish line. And I just want to get that over with, because there comes a point in time where you reach a certain mark and they start, like, not counting those hours if they come from, like, 6 years ago or so.
Oh.
And so I'm just trying to get that over with so that I can
not worry, like, about it. I feel like use the therapy money to fund your music career. I really feel like if you have, you know, interest in doing more than one career path, you should be able to do it, and you should do it, because why be limited to just one thing, especially in, like, your lifetime? Like, it's just, I hate, like, when it's like, oh no, I can only, like film, like direct films. Like, no, like, if I want to, like, pursue something totally different, I should be able to do it, and it shouldn't be a problem. And I feel like that's really cool that you're doing it, because not only are you sending a message when you're on stage talking about mental health, but you're also on the back end helping people that are really going through shit, and you can relate to that too because you've been through shit too.
Yeah
Love it. Oh my god. So now, where do you see yourself in, like, the next 10 years?
The next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Gosh. I hope to be doing music.
Yeah.
Like, full-time, like, making money off of it.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
The thing is, like, I don't want to be, like, super-duper popular.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I can't even go to the grocery store. That's really interesting. You know?
Yeah. Oh, you're like, I still want to go to fucking Ralph's and Target in my pajamas.
Exactly. I don't want to be like, oh, they got to, like, send someone or close the fucking store down. Yeah. Like, nah, that's not too much. Cool.
No, I watch, like, a couple celebrity videos, and they're just like, yeah, like, I just wish I could go to the grocery store. And I'm like, that's so sad.
Right? Like, you can't even go outside without, like, a crowd.
You know, like, people gathering. You're facing photos. Yeah.
Nah, fuck all that.
I like that, though, because you're not saying, like, I want to be famous. You're like, I want my work to be known, like, my art, like, my music to be heard and seen. And it's not about, like, popularity for you, really. Yeah. It's more about, like, really putting out the quality stuff and, like, connecting with your audience, which I respect, because I feel like a lot of new artists, like, they want to be famous, right? That's the goal. It's like, I just want to be famous.
Yeah, it's like,
actually, a lot of people in Hollywood, they just want to be famous.
That's a lot of attention. But if I could just like have money, but also be like more low key, which is also why I'm trying to get more into like songwriting, so I can just like write for other people. That's and cool stuff too. Like that. Yeah. So I can just be behind the scenes and
send it to them. Why not? That could be another way to make some big cash, because there's so many ghostwriters too.
For real. Or like they'll write it, but they'll have like a team of writers. So there's just like so many people in the room just like bouncing ideas off each other. And I'm like, I could do that.
Who are your top five rappers?
My top five rappers? Mm-hmm. Gosh. I always struggle with this question.
I know. It's like when people are like, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, I suddenly have no favorite movie.
Right. I'm like, okay. I really enjoy Rhapsody. She's like really amazing. Little Brother. They're from like North Carolina. I saw them perform like back in 2019. It's amazing.
Nice.
I went to Hyro Day in 2019. It was like the best lineup.
Nice.
Best lineup. And I'll probably never get that again.
You know when you go to like a festival or a concert and you're just like, shit, I know I'm not going to ever experience this like lineup again. This like exact moment, this feeling, hearing this music. Ugh. Nostalgia days. So when I used to go to a lot of festivals.
Yeah, it was amazing. I really enjoy Lil' Kim. I enjoy Chica's music, but I had to unfollow her on the socials.
Is she posting too much? Or
she was... She has like these moments of some unsavory behavior.
Oh,
and I was like, like the last time I believe she went on a rant about a baby on an airplane. But like she was calling the baby some names.
Oh.
So that's what I was like. Oh.
That's the one thing about social media too. It's like sometimes you see too much of the people, like the people that you like looked up to or you like, or like you're just like, oh, I want to see what this actor is like. And then you're like, oh, they're kind of weird.
So I was like, oh, like, man. Maybe I should just not look too
much. But hey, it's all part of it too.
Yeah. So I was like, oh gosh. I would say Black Moon.
Oh, I don't know Black Moon. That's cool though.
They're a group from New York.
Oh, thanks. My last question would be, if you could give anybody advice who is starting out in the music industry, what would it be?
Stay true to yourself. Don't try to make music that you think will sell or what you think other people will want to hear. Like if you have a unique sound that you just really like, you have your own vibe, just keep rocking off of that. And then eventually, like, the people will gravitate.
Yes. Can you throw out any social media for people to follow you and listen to your music?
Sure. On Instagram, I am Lovely Ocean Waters. Lovely Ocean Waters.
Got it.
On TikTok, I am Yo _ Lovely Ocean. Because Lovely Ocean was taken. And yeah, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you stream music under Lovely Ocean, big L, Lovely, big O, Ocean. One word, no space, one word.
Love that. Love it. All right, well, make sure to follow and give her a listen, and I will see you guys next week.
Yay.
Bye.